Thanks for starting your day with us. Weekends with Ken on CJAD 800.
Good morning. Latest from the newsroom is on the way in less than 10 minutes. Today, April 22nd, as you probably know, is Earth Day, and many will mark the occasion, understandably, by planting a tree. And if that's something you're looking to do at home on your property, I thought we'd offer up some advice, some tips on planting a tree. And for that, let me bring in Rocco from Pepinier PR Firm, who's on the line. Rocco, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day to you as well. Rocco, I'll start here. Is it safe to say that this is going to be an even busier year for planting trees because so many people lost trees in the recent ice storm?
Yes, sir. I think it will. And diversity is the key, right?
When's the best time of the year to plant a tree?
I like planting early spring, beginning of May. Just listen, it's always good. It's just that it's very stressful for plants to plant in the middle of July.
Yeah.
You have to be really on them and water them all the time. It's very stressful. They pull them out, and certain species won't get pulled out of the earth and potted or even pulled out in a burlap in the middle of July. They'll wait till September.
Okay. So avoid the high heat, right?
Yeah, I avoid the high heat, yeah.
So give me an idea of some of the trees that you normally recommend to your clients, trees that can lend themselves well to our climate here in Montreal.
My God, there's a lot of trees that can withstand any species of oak, mm-hmm. What's very popular now is pyramidal oaks. You see them all over the city. Pyramidal oaks, pyramidal maples are being more and more popular. And we saw why during the ice storm. They grow up, their branches don't spread out. It's not a big canopy. So the water, it's easier for the water when it freezes to drip down, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're more resilient.
Is there a rule of thumb in terms of how far or close to the house that you plant your tree? I imagine you have to be careful when it comes to, let's say, the roof or the gutters, no?
Yes, you do. But there again, if you're planting anything that's a pyramidal maple, pyramidal oak, the canopy is not going to be as big. You can look it up. The canopy might go out to 7, 8 feet, 9 feet. So, go out as far as the canopy goes. Roots won't go through your foundation. People say roots will go through a foundation. No, they won't. If you have a crack in your foundation, the root will go into the crack. But, once it goes through, then there's no nutrients. So why would it go there?
With Rocco from Pepinier PR Firm this morning, it leads me to what you just said about the roots. Do you need to be careful where you dig in case you're going to, go through some wires or electrical wiring you have on your property?
It's more, gas met. You should always, before you dig, if there's gas met piping going through, you should always call a gas met and they'll come and mark it for you. Should always be careful.
With the ice storm that we all went through and sure. The trees came coming down, do you look for a tree that will not grow too tall? Do you think some people are going to consider that this time around?
Listen, like I said, certain species, but certain varieties of the species, the pyramidals that withstood better, Syringa ivory silk, the ivory silk, which is a nice tree, not a big canopy, goes maturity maybe 25 feet wide. The branches are the branches are sturdy. It goes to about 25 feet wide on a canopy and 25 feet in height. They did pretty good. They didn't take much damage. What took a lot of damage was maples, sugar maples, silver maples. They took a lot of damage, but that too, that's nature's way of cleaning out the trees, right?
How about a few pointers? Point someone in the right direction who's going to go to the pepinier, buy the tree, and take it home and do the planting themselves. What would you tell them? Where do you start?
First of all, you choose the size of you choose the species you want.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to the size. I don't like to get too big. 50 millimeters of trunk size is the size that I would recommend as being the biggest you plant. My 50 meters, what I'm saying is you go 30 centimeters from the top of the ball root, okay? Mm-hmm. You go up 30 centimeters, then they measure 15 millimeters in diameter. That, to me, is the biggest size I like to plant. I don't like to get into bigger sizes just because it's harder for the tree to take. So, but for your do-it-yourselfer, there's a lot of trees that are sold in 15-gallon pots, which two people can grab easily. And they're like 25 millimeters, up to 35 millimeters in thickness. And that could be planted very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Always go, as a rule of thumb, you pull the tree out of the pot, you don't plant with a plastic pot, go about 2 inches, 4 inches in diameter wider than the ball root. Okay, so 2 inches on either side. Mm-hmm. And never deeper. You don't want the tree to sink. Okay, so you do the exact depth of your ball root and about 4 inches wider. That's my personal preference.
Okay.
Then there's an amazing product from Fafard. It's 3-in-1 tree. You put that all around. But before you do that, a good rule of thumb is to put mycorrhiza. They call it Mike, M-Y-K-E. It's a microscopic mushroom. It looks like a white powder that just attaches itself to the roots. And just like, it's like putting, it's the roots on steroids.
Okay.
You know, it just explodes your roots.
Okay.
Because the big problem in Quebec is this growing season is short. So the roots don't have time to establish themselves. And the roots don't have time to establish themselves, then we start with problems. And then you water. I recommend watering twice a day, mm-hmm. maybe 5 gallons in the morning, 5 gallons in the afternoon. And for the first year, water late into the season. You don't have to fertilize, especially if you're using mics, you don't fertilize.
Is the end of this process, you also add some mulch?
Listen, you could add mulch, or they add mulch because they want to keep the top moist, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, if it's at your house, you don't have to add it because you're going to be watering it twice a day.
Okay, all right.
But the soil you're putting, the soil 3-in-1 from Favard, it's a soil made for trees. And it comes in bags. On a tree like I just described, you can put 2 bags, and it keeps its moisture. And it has some nutrients. So you shouldn't fertilize.
Okay.
You know, fertilizing, I've said it before on your show, is like too much sugar to coffee, or too much salt to food. You know, once you put too much, you put too much.
Yeah.
You're going to do damage. So you rather add. So you can always add, but you can't take away.
Rocco, great segment, great advice. And I imagine you're in store for a busy season, I think, right?
Yes, sir. We always are. We have 3 locations and we're always busy.
And you're at the Covert 2 location?
Covert 2, yes, I am, sir.
Thanks for coming on the show, Rocco. Appreciate your time.
Take care. Have a good day.